This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. During the campaign, Donald Trump took a tough stance on immigration. He pledged to ramp up deportations, to put an end to protections for people who came to the U.S. illegally as children, and to implement what he calls extreme vetting for Muslim immigrants. Carol Brown is an immigration attorney with World One Law Group in Bellevue. She says her office is seeing a surge in people seeking advice since the election. She told me she's hearing a lot of fear and a lot of uncertainty.
We're hearing concerns from documented individuals that they're going to lose their DACA status or deferred action for childhood arrivals. We're hearing from Muslim clients that they're afraid about some of the hate crimes and the rhetoric and the anti-Islam rhetoric from the campaign. Also, we're hearing from a lot of mixed status families, those who are immigrants who are without papers but are married to Americans or have American children, who may lose their family member, who may lose their ability to stay here in the United States and leaving their children without their parents to be here.
What immigration policy in particular are you most concerned about under a Trump administration?
Our biggest concern as immigration attorneys are with those with DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That program was based on an executive order that was issued by President Obama in 2012, and it's the most easy to overturn when a new president comes in office. Donald Trump has said he would immediately terminate President Obama's what he calls illegal executive amnesties, and that would mean about 750,000 young people who have been screened by the FBI, who came as children with no fault of their own, would suddenly find themselves without legal status, without the right to work, and in many states, without a driver's license.
You've been fielding a lot of calls in the last few weeks. When you talk to people, what is the most important message you try to get across to them now?
What I tell people is that we don't know what a President Trump might do, so it's important not to panic. But in terms of answering questions from law enforcement or from government officials, it's important to know that the Constitution applies to them and they do not have to answer questions. Our recommendation is they don't answer a question about where they were born, how they come to the United States, and what is their current immigration status. The most important phrase for them to know is, "I would like an attorney." Once they ask for an attorney, the individual asking them has to stop asking those questions, and any information they gain after that, until they get the right to counsel, is inadmissible in court.
You were at a community meeting recently in Bellevue, and you told the audience there to be glad that you live in Washington. Why did you tell them that?
Well, Washington State has many policies that support our immigrant communities. For instance, undocumented individuals who graduate from high school here are eligible for in-state tuition at our local universities or public universities. Washington allows individuals to get driver's license regardless of their immigration status. We also have many law enforcement agencies throughout our local region that do not ask about immigration status and refuse to enforce immigration against people in their communities, so people can feel comfortable coming forward and reporting crimes and acting as witnesses to crimes, which makes all of our communities safer.
Let's talk about Seattle as a sanctuary city. Last week, Mayor Murray signed an executive order saying city employees will not ask residents seeking city services about their immigration status. What's your sense on how this will actually protect people from being deported?
The effort to create sanctuary cities limits the local law enforcement and other government officials on a local level from cooperating with the federal government. Because the federal government has limited resources, it does mean that it's less likely for people to be deported if they live in some of those cities. However, there are efforts to increase the federal law enforcement agencies and immigration officers to execute deportation efforts. And we want to make sure that our communities are safe and that we stand up for all of our people and not just those with papers.
Many of the people who voted for Donald Trump may believe that undocumented immigrants with criminal records should be deported. How do you respond to that?
There are deportation efforts and Barack Obama has, in fact, deported more individuals than any other president. His nickname in the immigrant community is Deporter in Chief. And over 2 million people have been deported, many of whom with criminal records. And that's understandable. We certainly want to keep our community safe. But many people have very minor crimes or have no crimes whatsoever, but have only been deported because of their status in the United States. And it would actually make us safer, make our community stronger, and support America if we allowed a path to citizenship for many of those people without documentation right now.
Carol Brown is an immigration attorney with World One Law Group in Bellevue. You can find more immigration stories and interviews at KUOW.org. And we'll continue to report on the local impact of Donald Trump's immigration policies in the weeks and months to come. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.